Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
We love good news here at Stray FM, and some very good news hit Christopher Nixon Optometrists in Starbeck recently when it was announced that one member of their team had reached the final three in a rather prestigious award. All of us here at Stray FM wish a massive congratulations to Sue Deal, and I spoke to her along with colleagues Giles and Christopher Nixon himself to find out more.
It probably didn't come as quite a surprise because I know Sue's capabilities, but yeah, all right, we were a bit surprised to see her listed in a national competition run independently by the AOP for Dispensing Optician of the Year.
Fantastic. So Sue has reached the final three for the Dispensing Optician of the Year. This is national across the whole country, and she's right here in Starbeck in Harrogate. So we're very lucky to have someone like you, Sue, here. Let's just get some basics then. Giles is very good explaining things that are a little bit technical to us, to those like me who've struggled to understand technical things. So the AOP, what is that, Giles?
Well, the AOP, Tom, is an independent body. It's the Association of Optical Practitioners.
And they host these awards every year, don't they?
They do. They've done so for 6 years. Prior to that, we just had one set of national awards run by the Optician magazine. This is a newer initiative from the AOP, but they've been very well received. As you said, a national award.
Big question, of course, I'm sure everyone wants to know. Do you get to go to a glitzy awards do?
Oh,
do you have to dress up all nice? Yeah. Where is it?
It's at the Excel in London.
Oh, fantastic. London trip.
Yeah, London trip.
The award is for Dispensing Optician of the Year. What's the difference between an optometrist and an optician?
So the optometrist is the optician who you see for your eye examination. So we are qualified to examine your eyes, to look for health issues and to prescribe spectacles or contact lenses to correct any refractive problems that you might have. Dispensing optician is trained to interpret the prescription that an optometrist will give out and turn that into, you know, an excellent pair of spectacles to make the very best of your vision.
Sue, you're a dispensing optician.
Yes.
You are the person that people come to see to get their glasses. And in fact,
yes,
I am wearing a pair of glasses from Sue my face
and
right now.
And I have to say, they do look really good on you, Tom.
Well, I'm glad, Sue, because you're in the top three. So, so to get to the top three, you must have had to have been through quite a lot of experiences. What's kind of, do you think, made you into that top three level?
Well, so first of all, it just begins with, like, nominating. So it's up to your colleagues, really, basically, to nominate you. The first I knew of it was when they sent me an email to say I'd been nominated. They didn't even tell me. And so then I had, like, this barrage of information from the AOP that I had to fill in. So all sorts of questions that they asked me. They wanted to know what I'd actually contributed to the optical profession over the years. I've been doing the job quite a long time now, but I'm also quite involved in the education and training of dispensing opticians. I've had quite a lot of trouble with my eyes, really, which I guess is quite ironic as an optician, because you never really think that you're going to have anything wrong with your eyes.
At least you know what it is, though, I guess. At least you kind
of... Yes, in some ways, though, that's not such a good thing.
Well, yeah.
But yes, I have. So 3-4 years ago, I was diagnosed with thyroid eye disease. Chris diagnosed me. He's putting his hand up in the air here. Yes, it was Chris, because I woke up one morning and looked up at my light on my bedroom ceiling and I saw two of them.
Oh.
Double.
Well, that's never...
So,
that was
the...
And
was without alcohol.
I was going to say, you hadn't been out the night before. So Chris, you then diagnosed that.
Well, no, I suspected it and wrote to a general practitioner asking her to forward Sue on to an eye clinic to have the appropriate investigations.
At its worst, it was quite severe, really, I would say. I ended up having the treatment I had for it. I had to have, like, intravenous steroids.
Wow.
I had radiotherapy on my eyes, trying to reduce the inflammation. Because essentially, just very briefly, what happens with thyroid eye disease is your immune system attacks your eye tissue. And the worst case scenario is the tissues in your eyes get so swollen, if you like, that your eye responds by moving itself forwards. It can put a lot of pressure on the back of the eye, which can ultimately lose your sight. But the other thing it did by having the steroids was cause me to have cataracts in both of my eyes.
Oh, wow.
There's more.
It doesn't stop. It doesn't end there.
A lot to tell you here. Yeah. often you see people see Chris and Giles and they're told that maybe they have cataracts, and they come out and then they see me, and often they'll say to me, oh, I'm really worried about it, I'm really scared about it. And now I can actually genuinely say to them, well, actually there isn't anything to be worried about and there isn't anything to be scared about, because there isn't. I mean, it's so straightforward. Look at me. Yeah, you see it. And I've had never had such good eyesight.
One of the other things I know that you do that you're very proud of is paediatric eye care.
I mean, it's so important, really, glasses for children, because their eyes are developing. Children these days often want to wear glasses, which when I first started as a dispensing optician, children didn't want to wear glasses.
They're quite
it was a terrible
at the moment,
thing.
Aren't they, glasses?
But now they do. Their eyes are developing, so like the prescription has to be accurate, but the fitting has to be accurate as well.
The youngest person you fitted with glasses wasn't even one, were they?
Yeah, no, it was a baby.
How do you do that? I've got a 15-month-old son. There is no way he would sit still to have glasses put on.
Oh, but he hasn't come to see me.
No, that is true. If you've ever been to see Sue and you're listening to this and you've had glasses from Sue, or someone in your family's had glasses, you can actually vote for Sue to win the final award on the AOP's website, which is aop.org.uk. So go on and vote for Sue, because... Well, I don't know the other two, but I would like you to win, Sue. Before we finish, I would like to leave, because I feel like we've got you in the studio, Sue. We've got you the expert in getting the right glasses for the right faces. If you could leave us with a tip, if you're going to get glasses and maybe you live over the other side of the Stray FM area and you're not going to come over to Starbeck, even though I think you probably should.
Yeah.
then what should you be asking your dispensing optician or looking for when you're going in to get glasses?
Yeah. The thing is when you're picking a pair of glasses, you want to take your time. You want to go in with, like, you know, looking your best and feeling your best. And I think you need to rely on your dispensing optician as well, because, you know, we are trained to look at face shapes. Colours as well are important. Fitting is obviously really important, and again, that's down to your dispensing optician.
Well, good luck, Sue.
Well, thank you very much.
It's announced, Tom. I think, in February, is it?
Yes.
So hopefully we'll be able to sit here in a couple of months' time and say, a dispensing optician of the year.
Otherwise, we'll just say, well, at least you got to the top three.
Yeah. And I'll bring in the bottle of champagne.
Fantastic.
The voting, Tom, is open until the 18th of December.
So please do go and vote. You can do that on the AOP's website, aop.org.uk. And of course, if you do want to come and see Sue and get a pair of glasses or get your eyes tested by one of the lovely gentlemen over here, then you can, of course, find out all the details you need on Christopher Nixon's website.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.